onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2017. We're still in the book of Isaiah. We're coming down close to the end of it here. We're going to be in chapter 51 of Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah in Hebrew. So let's get started. Verse 1 of chapter 51. Pardon me. Listen to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek Yahweh. Look to the rock you were hewn from, and to the hole, 4:7-1:8, of the pit you were dug from. Verse 2, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Because Yahweh shall comfort, 5:1-6:2, Zion. He will comfort all her desolate places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, 5:7-3:1. And her desert plain like the garden, 1588, of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found in it. Thanksgiving, 8:4-6, and the voice of singing, 2:1-7:2. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For Torah shall go forth from me, and I will make my justice for a light of the people to repose. 72:80. That's aragia. That's as to be established. Verse 5. My righteousness is near. My salvation, 3:4-6:8, is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The coastlands wait, 69:60, upon me, and to me they hope, 31:76. Verse 6, lift up your eyes to the skies and look upon the land beneath. For the skies shall, like smoke, 6:2-2:7, be dissipated, 4:4-1:4, and the land shall wear out like a garment, and they that dwell in it shall die like a gnat swarm, 3:6-5:4, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. All right, gnat swarm, 3:6-5:4. That's Ken. That's like one of the plagues of Egypt. pardon me, I have got to clear my throat. I've got something down in my bronchial tubes. Oh, that is so rough in the morning, and I'm recording this early in the morning when everybody's quiet around here. Verse 7, listen to me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my Torah. Fear you not the reproach, 2:7-8:1, that's kerapoth, that's reproach or taunts, of Mortals, 582. Neither be afraid of their revilings, 1421. That's gudophitham. Verse 8, for the moth, 6211, shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm, 5580, pardon me, shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. And the worm here is like the worm of the moth. That's what they do. They lay eggs, and then the eggs hatch, and they eat up your wool suits. And verse 9, awake, 5782, awake. Put on strength, arm of Yahweh, awake as in the ancient days, at 6924, ancient. As in the generations of old, 5769. Was it not you that cut apart, 2672, Rahab, 7293. Now that is an epithet for Egypt. And wounded, 2490, the river monster, 8577, that's Tanim, that's probably crocodile as the symbol of the Egyptians. They had one of their little gods as a crocodile god. Verse 10, was it not you that dried 2717, the sea, the waters of the great, 7227, deep, 8415, that made the depths, 4615, of the sea a path for the redeemed to pass over. He's talking about the Sea of Reeds. Pushed back the waters of the Reed Sea and let Israel go over on dry ground. Verse 11, therefore the redeemed of Yahweh shall return and come with joyful singing to Sion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall attain, 5381, gladness and joy, sorrow, 3015, and sighing, 585, shall flee away. Now, where is this going to occur? It's not going to occur over in Palestine. It's going to occur here in all the Israel nations. That land over there does not even fit the description of what's coming from Yahweh. That doesn't even match it. Let me get a hit of this nice hot coffee here. Oh, yes. I was a little smarter this morning and put it in my insulated mug so it'll stay warm through the whole hour. verse 12 of chapter 51. I am he that comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a mortal, 582, that dies, and the son of Adam, which shall be made like grass? In other words, why are we worrying about these people, our enemies? Verse 13, and you forget Yahweh, your maker, that has stretched forth the skies and laid the foundations of the land, and you fear continually, 8548, every day from the presence of the rage, 2534, of the oppressor, as if he were ready, 3559, to destroy. And where is the rage of the oppressor? Verse 14, the stooping, 6808, this is soe. This is like stooping as a captive underneath a burden that you're forced to carry. The stooping hastens, that he may be loosed, 6605. That's lehipatheka, as loosed from fetters of bondage. And that he should not die in the pit, 7845, nor that his bread should not be lacking, 2637. Verse 15, but I am Yahweh Elohecha that churned up, 7280, the sea whose waves roared, 1993, Yahweh of hosts is my name. Verse 16, and I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow, 6738, of my hand, that I may plant, 5193, the skies, and lay the foundations of the land, and say unto Zion, you are my people. Ami atah. You are my people. Ami atah. Verse 17. You can reference verse 17 here in Revelations chapter 14, verse 10. And in chapter 16, verse 19. Awake, awake, stand up, Yerushalayim, which has drunk from the hand of Yahweh the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs, 6907, of the cup of reeling, 8653, and wrung them out, 4680. Now he's speaking back then to the people of Jerusalem. They weren't going to obey, but he's warning them anyway. Verse 18, no guide, 5095, for her among all the sons she has brought forth, 3205. None that takes her by the hand from all the sons she has brought up, 1431. These two have happened to you, 7122. Who shall lament for you, 5110. Desolation, 7701, and destruction, 7667, and the famine, 7458, and the sword, 2719, by whom, 4310, shall I comfort you? Verse 20, your sons have fainted, 5968, that's an idiom. Ulefu, as enshrouded, their senses obscured. They've fainted. They're senseless. They lie down at the head of all the streets. As a wild ox, 8377. In a net, 4364. They are full, 4392, of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke, 1606, of Elohaic, 430, that's your God. Therefore hear now this, you afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus says your master Yahweh and Elohaic, that pleads the cause, 7378, for his people. Behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of reeling, the dregs of my cup of fury. You shall no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of those that cause you to suffer. 3013, that's all, cause you to suffer. That's Mogaic. Which have said to your beings, bow down that we may pass over. And you have laid, 7760, your back, 1460, as the ground. That is gavek, as trodden on, a figure of extreme humiliation. and as the street 2351 to those that passed over. In other words, you've laid down and let them walk on you. Well, let's pause for a minute at the end of chapter 51 and look at what's going on in this country today. Have we not laid down and given our backs to walk on to these left-wing violent libtards that are destroying our cities and rioting? Do we not let the enemy of Yahweh, the Talmud worshipers, walk all over us and enslave us? Are we not slaves, Israel? It's time to not be slaves. I'll get into that. Here we are in chapter 52. Verse 1. Awake, awake, put on, 3847, your strength, 5797, Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, Jerusalem, the holy city. For any more there shall no more enter into you those possessing foreskins. 6189, now that's Irel, those are the uncircumcised, and the unclean, 2931. Here is, that's Tame, here is aliens. And verse 1, you can reference Revelations chapter 21, verse 2 and 27. Verse 2. Shake yourself, 5287, from the dust. Arise and sit down, Jerusalem. Loose yourself, 6605, from the bands, 4147, on your neck, 6677, captive daughter of Zion. Loose ourselves from the band of slavery, the band of our enemies. Verse 3, for thus says Yahweh, you have sold yourselves, 4376, for no price, 2600, and you shall be redeemed, 1350 as a kinsman redeemer for no money. The price was paid in blood for our redemption, brothers and sisters. Verse 4. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, my people went down formerly into Mitzrayim to sojourn there. And Asher oppressed them for naught, for it, as if they were of no value. That's Ephes. Verse 5. Now therefore, what have I here, declares Yahweh, that my people are taken away for naught? Kinnam, that's to be sold off for virtually nothing. Their rulers howl, 3213, declares Yahweh. And continually, 8548, every day is my name blasphemed, 5006. That's the name of Yahweh. And verse 5, you can reference Romans chapter 2, verse 24. Now, how is his name blasphemed? It's blasphemed by the actions of Israel that are unrighteous, that commit race mixing and homosexuality. All these things that Yahweh has warned us against, we are doing. Not all of us. There's a lot of faithful coming out. The remnant is being gathered. But the majority of Israel is in apostasy and living in sin. And that blasphemes the name of Yahweh because we are his people. Verse 6, therefore my people shall know my name. Stop right here. Judeo-Christian churches don't teach his name, but we do here at EFR. Christian identity is virtually the only group of people that proclaim Yahweh as a supreme being. The rest are doing Lord and God and all the other stuff. We're teaching the name of Yahweh. Verse 6, therefore my people shall know my name, and therefore in that day that I am he that speaks, behold, it is I. Yahweh is speaking there. Yahweh rules, Yahweh will redeem, Yahweh will punish our oppressors, Yahweh will destroy these government systems. We cannot, we are not that powerful now, we have lost control, and there is no hope except in Yahweh. And we need to accept that and get with his program, not with our program. Quit hoping for a man to fix this. Doesn't matter who's elected. Does not matter. It's not going to be a righteous government. Yeah, there'll be some improvements. They had some improvements in the kings of Israel in the old days, but they never went all the way. Well, neither do we. And there's some of the churches that have changed some of their teachings, but they don't go all the way. The only group of religious people that have gone all the way is Christian identity. We're it. And how small are we compared to the rest of the people? Even the so-called Christians in name only hate us. We're not part of their little program, so we are reviled. Well, the Bible says we're going to be hated. Get with the program of Yahweh, people. You're going to be hated if you stand up for what's right. But what is this life that we have here? It's a temporary little blurb in the sea of time. We're talking about being righteous unto eternal life by following the tenets that Yeshua Messiah taught. We're not talking 50 or 60 years. We're talking eternity. And pardon the thunder in the background. There's a storm moving in where I live. So if you hear a boom, rumble, rumble, that's all right. Yahweh's got that under control too. Verse 7, how comely, 4998, upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, 1319, that makes heard peace, 7965, that brings good tidings of good, 2896, that makes heard salvation, 3444, that says unto Zion, Elohim reigns. That's your God reigns. And verse 7 of chapter 52, you can reference Nahum, chapter 1, verse 15. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 15. And the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 15. Verse 8, your watchmen, 6822, shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing joyfully, 7442, for they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh shall return to Zion. Talking about the second coming of Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9, break forth into joyful singing together, you desolate places, 2723 of Jerusalem. For Yahweh has comforted, 5162, his people. He has redeemed, 1350, Yerushalayim. There's going to be a new Yerushalayim come down with Yahshua. The holy city will be renewed in a new land. And just by the cubit description of it in the book of Revelations, it probably will have to be here on the North American continent, because the city of New Jerusalem is going to be bigger than the British Isles in totality. And we have seas on both sides of us and rivers running through the land. So this land here meets the description in Revelations, and the Middle East area of Palestine does not. Verse 10, Yahweh has made bare, 2834, his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the land shall see the salvation of Eloheinu, our God. Okay? Now here's verse 11, and you can reference 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Verse 11, turn aside, 5:4-9:3, turn aside, go you forth from there, touch no unclean thing. Touch is 50-60, and unclean is 2:9:3:1. Go forth from among them, 8:4-3:2, be you clean, 13:05, that bear the vessels, 3:6-2:7, of Yahweh. Verse 12, for you shall not with haste, 2:6:4:9, go forth by flight, 4:4:9:9, you shall not go. Because we'll go before you, Yahweh. And your rearward, 6:2:2, will be Elohe Israel. That's the God of Israel. Yahweh will go before us and behind us. Verse 13. Behold, shall deal prudently, 7:9:1:9, my servant. Speaking of Yeshua, he shall be exalted, 7:3:1:1, exalted, 5:3:7:5, and exalted, 13:61, exceedingly, 3:9:6:6. Yarum nisa gaba'a me'od. Verse 14, he whom astonished, 8:0:7:4, at were many, 7:2:2:7, so disfigured, 4:8:9:3, more than any man was his appearance, 4:7:5:8. And his form, 8:3:8:9, more than the sons of Adam. What did they do to our Savior? They beat him and tortured him and stuck thorns on his head. You couldn't even recognize him. And he took all of this for us. Oh, praise Yahweh. Verse 15. So shall he cause to leap, 5:1:3:7, many nations at him shall shut, 7:0:9:2, their mouths, 63:10, the king, 4:4:2:8, for that which had not been recounted, 5:6:0:8, to them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider diligently. 995, the word of Yahweh. They haven't preached it in these heathen nations. He's going to shut all of them up, and they will be subjected to his rule. And if they will not capitulate, they will be destroyed. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 through 10. Speaking of Yeshua's mighty return. Pardon me if I get a little emotional over this, but it's just so beautiful. In verse 15, you can reference Romans 15, verse 21. And that ends chapter 52. A lot of this chapter is metaphorical and idiomatic, and it's common in the books of prophecy. We'll get into chapter 53. I had to catch my breath here. I love this word. Okay? Straight up. I love the word of Yahweh. It's much needed. Chapter 53, verse 1, you can reference Romans. Chapter 10, verse 16. And the book of John, chapter 12, verse 38. You'll recognize this. Verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a young plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor majesty, and when we shall see him, there is nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. In other words, Yeshua, Messiah, just looked like a regular man. Verse 3. He is despised and lacking of men. He only had a few that followed him. A man of pain, 4341, he knew pain and knows sickness. He knew sickness and he healed it because he was a man and he could see and he had compassion. And like a hiding of faces from him, he was despised and we esteemed him not. They wouldn't believe him. Only a few would follow in his day. Listen to this, verse 4. And you can reference Matthew chapter 8, 17. Surely he has borne our sickness, 2483, like our sin, and carried our pain, 4341. Yet we thought him stricken, smitten of Elohim, and afflicted, 6031. Well, if he is the Son of God, why is he allowing these people to do all these things to him? That was our mindset. We thought the Son of God would just zap them, carry a staff of gold and come in majesty and all of that. No, he came humbly. Humbly as a servant, a washer of feet. A servant. Verse 5, you'll recognize this, and you can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement leading to our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. That's our Messiah, Yeshua. He took it all for us. We that deserved it, he took it. Oh, praise Yahweh. Verse 6. And you can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. All like sheep have wandered about. Every man has turned his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He took our sin and became sin for us. And carried that weight. Only he could do it. Verse 7. And you can reference Revelations chapter 5, verse 6. And verse 7 and 8, you can reference Acts chapter 8, verses 32 and 33. He was treated harshly and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. When they questioned him, he said nothing. As a lamb to the slaughter he is brought, as a ewe before her shearers is bound speechless. That's 481. So he opens not his mouth. He remains silent before his oppressors. Verse 8, by coercion, and by judgment he was taken off. And of his generation who shall consider? Because cut off from the land of the living was he, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He didn't get a fair trial. The judgment of the Jews, the Christ killers. Verse 9, he was appointed with those guilty of sin. He was put up there on that stake on Calvary with two thieves. A grave and with the rich in his death. They put him in a sepulcher of a rich man and rolled the stone and sealed him in. Because he had done no violence, 2555, nor was any deceit, 4820, in his mouth. The Antichrist killed him because he told the truth. Verse 10, yet Yahweh was pleased. Verse 9, pardon me, you can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 10, yet Yahweh was pleased, 2654, to crush him, making him sick, his physical, earthly, manly body, when he shall make a guilt offering of himself. That's 817, guilt offering. He was our guilt offering. He shall see a seed line, 2233, and shall prolong his days. And the pleasure, 2656, of Yahweh in his hand shall prosper. The seed line of pure Israel. He was a sacrifice for us. Verse 11, from the trouble of his life he shall see and be satisfied, 7646, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant vindicate the cause of, that's one word, Yatzadik, 6663, vindicate the cause of many, their iniquity shall he bear, speaking of Israel. That's us, folks. verse 12. You can reference the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 28, the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 37. Therefore will I apportion him with the great, and with the numerous he shall divide the spoil. Because he that has poured out, 6:1-6:8, unto death, 4:1-9:4, his life, 5:3-1:5, and with the transgressors, 6:5-8:6, was he reckoned, and the sin of many he bore, and for the transgressors interposed, 6:2-9:3, Yaphagia. The story of prophecy of the Messiah, way back in the time of Yeshayahu. How magnificent. Here we are in chapter 54, verse 1, and you can reference Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. Sing joyfully, you barren, you that did not bear. Break forth into joyful singing and cry aloud that you did not writhe in travail, because more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your dwellings. Refrain not. Lengthen your tent cords, 43:40, and strengthen your tent stakes, 3:4-8:9. Verse 3, for on the right hand and on the left you shall break forth, 6:5-5:5. And your seed line shall inherit the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. The nations that exist are going to be our inheritance after Yeshua comes. We will rule as El. That is what Israel means. Verse 4. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, nor be disgraced. For you shall not be put to shame, because you shall forget the shame of your youth. That's our past and our apostasy. And shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood, 4:9:1, anymore. Now, listen to this very carefully. Verse 5. For your maker is your husband, 1166. Yahweh of hosts is his name, and your redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, Elohe, that's the God of the whole land, shall he be called. Verse 6. For Yahweh has called you as a woman forsaken, 5800, abandoned, and grieved, 6087, in spirit, and a wife of youth when you were refused, 3988, that's or rejected, says Elohim. We will no longer be divorced. You understand? The divorcement is going to come to an end. And we hope in Christian Identity for a mass revival in this country. We pray for it constantly, that people will wake up before it's too late. Now let me get a little coffee here. I'm glad I put that in an insulated cup, because cold coffee just, sorry, it doesn't cut it. Verse 7 of chapter 54. For a small moment I have forsaken you, but with great compassion I will gather you. Okay, we've been put in dispersion for all these years, but what is that in the concept of time? It's nothing. Yahweh's not bound by time. We are. It's just a little blip. Nothing. Verse 8, in a flood of anger I hid my face from you, but with everlasting kindness will I have compassion on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. Here's verse 9. And you can reference the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Verse 9. For this is as the water of Noah unto me, for as I sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more pass over the land, so I have sworn from being wroth with you and from rebuking you. 1605. Verse 10. Because the mountains shall depart. 4185. And the hills shaken. 4131. But my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall my covenant of peace be shaken, says compassionate Yahweh. Even the mountains and the hills wear away, but his kindness is greater than that. Verse 11 and verses 11 and 12, you can reference Revelations chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. Verse 11. You afflicted, storm-tossed, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with antimony. 6320. That's puch. That's a dark mortar that sets off precious stones. And lay your foundations with sapphires. 5601. Shemeshothaic. Verse 12. And I will make your pinnacles, 8121, of Kadikud 3539. That is an unknown precious stone. And your gates of stones of sparkling, and all your borders, 1366, of stones of delight, 2656. Verse 13, and you can reference the book of John, chapter 6, verse 45. And all your children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of your children. Start doing it now. Start teaching your children of Yahweh. Verse 14, in righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, 4288, for it shall not come near to you. Verse 15, listen to this. Behold, they shall surely stir up strife. That's 1481, doubled. That's Gor Yagur. But none together. Whosoever shall stir up strife against you shall fall for your sake. Fall means fall down and death, folks. That's what that means. Now fall. Verse 18, behold, I have created the craftsman, 2796, that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth a weapon, 3627, as his work. And I have created the spoiler, 7843, to destroy. Listen to this. This is verse 17. All of the stuff that we're facing. Think of all of it. Drones, tanks, helicopters, machine guns, cannon, gas, fire. Verse 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. 6743, and every tongue, 3956, that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. 7561. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is from me, declares Yahweh. And that ends chapter 54. What are we facing? Oh man, they're gonna slaughter us, they're gonna do this and they're gonna do that, and they've got all this stuff. Oh, how many times has Israel faced overwhelming odds and been punished because we're in apostasy? How many times would foreigners, godless men, used as tools for our punishment? How many times? And when we call upon the name of Yahweh like the remnant is doing today, Yahweh hears and relents and saves the remnant. Now, he's not going to save everybody. Get over that concept. Get it out of your mind. Everybody's not going to make it. The concept of the Judeo-Christian church is that we're all brothers. Everybody's the same. We're all equal. That is libtard nonsense. Touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. Oh, God is love. God loves everybody. Jesus is love. He loves everybody. No, he doesn't. Read the book of Obadiah. Tell you all about Edom. There's so many more passages I can and have given you. So is Eli. So is David James. So is Pastor Visser. So did Paul Mullett. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. And yet the Judeo-Christians are willfully, I might add, not accidentally or out of ignorance, they've heard the word, but they reject it. Oh, we can't go, that's not nice. We should love everyone, including the ones that are raping our women and stabbing us and blowing us up, and we should love them. They'll all be converted in the end. Yeah, they will all be converted in the end. They'll be converted into ashes. Quit the liberal claptrap. Ain't happening. I really get tired of hearing this puke spewed out of these pulpits, especially on TV. I cannot listen to those people. I can't attend any Judeo-Christian church in my area. I just can't. I can't walk in and listen to that stuff. I can't sit there in those congregations on the day of the Sun God with mixed race couples, which are an abomination to Yahweh. That is not the worship of Yahweh. That is apostasy and paganism. It says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Okay. I hear and obey. I have come out from among them. I will not associate with them. I don't sit down to eat with them. I don't fellowship with them. I don't try to preach to the blacks, which are in all the congregations today. I'm not going to go in there and waste my breath. They don't want to hear the truth. They want their ears tickled. They want to be made to feel good, the church of the feel good now, about themselves. And that's what they're being taught. And if you try to get them out of it, they will fight you. They hate you for that. And later on, it's going to get to the point where they try violence. They will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service. They think they're right because they've been indoctrinated to that. And that we, who tell the truth and want to be separate, are should not be permitted to live our own lives our way. No, you can't do that. You have to do it our way. Now, what is the difference between that and radical Islam with the Sharia law? They're both oppressives. They're both in error. And the so-called Christians will promote violence against their own people under the direction of the Antichrist Zionist Jews. Oh, but the Jews are God's chosen people. Like I said, they're chosen all right. And you'll be able to put all of them in an ashtray when it's over. But oh no, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. I wonder how much money John Hagee scams off the top of the Christians for Israel routine. I just wonder how much he's got. I look at Joel Osteen. He's so rich. No wonder he smiles all the time. Rich by preaching lies. How many of our people just swallow it up? Oh, they love it. Well, we will see. I will be back starting in chapter 55 of the book of Isaiah tomorrow. And we'll continue on. I really love these words. Isaiah is just so beautiful and teaches us of the coming Messiah. Well, he came and now he's gone back to be with the Father for a time and he is coming again. And we need personally to prepare for that as Israelites. Spiritually first and physically second. Get ready to survive a hard time because it's coming, brothers and sisters. It's coming. Please. Pray to Yahweh without ceasing, and prepare your go bag for the tribulation. Praise Yahweh, Lord of hosts, Holy One of Israel. I'll see you later. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads. against the foe.